How young is too young? That's the question on the minds of lawmakers today. Hear why the nation's arborists are once again urging Congress to lower the age of consent for trees. And later, we'll sit down with one up-and-coming white supremacist who was lucky enough to find himself added to the FBI's terrorist to watch list. Hear why this newcomer could soon become a household name. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Back with more news as soon as I'm able to untangle my headphone cord. Stay with us. I should have known this was too small for a noose.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Trees. They're all around us, but who gives a shit? Well, I do for one, and you probably should too. We need trees. For paper, for climbing, for pulling a leaf off of something living in order to feel powerful. But who's looking out for the tree's survival, their quality of life, and their reproduction? They reproduce? Maybe I know even less about trees than I thought. But never fear, because there are some folks out there who do care. And this week, a dedicated group of arborists petitioned Congress for a change they say is long overdue.
These restrictions are an outdated relic of the past. The tree that lent its fiber to write the Constitution had no idea what our contemporary society would do to its brothers and sisters. Join us in liberating these conifers and broadleaves. We need to stop legislating morality and lower the age of consent for trees.
I'm joined by OPR congressional correspondent Marcy Hammond, who has the latest. Marcy, what should our listeners know about these crusaders for sexual freedom?
Well, Leslie, the modern fight against the high age of consent goes back almost half a century to the environmental and sexual revolution of the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
Contemporary arborists claim that many saplings are fully mature before they even start to flower. And more importantly, that the government should not be dictating morality or sexual agency. Several of the advocates spoke out this morning on Capitol Hill.
These laws are unnecessary government coddling. They impose harsh penalties on anyone who violates their puritanical social norms. Some pine trees are producing cones as early as 2 years old. There's nothing disgusting about that.
These seedlings are beautiful creatures with smooth bark and supple, flexible branches. They're in the prime of their life and should be allowed to express themselves how they see fit. They may only have a few rings on their trunk, but that doesn't mean they're naive or immature.
Weird. What's your take on this, Marcy?
Well, this arborist movement was on the fringe of environmental policy for years, but recently, as more and more people flock to the outdoors, it's gained momentum. Now there are dozens of message boards and websites dedicated to celebrating young trees and advocating for their greater reproductive freedom.
And what do these activist groups see as the downside with age of consent laws for trees? Can't they just, you know, wait a little?
Well, they mainly see it as a violation of personal liberty. What an oak or birch sprout does in the privacy of its own grove shouldn't be within the government's purview. And by setting a legal age at which trees are allowed to reproduce, it stigmatizes young trees' sexuality in a way that's harmful and repressive.
Interesting. Does this movement have any chance of succeeding?
Well, right now, it's still very much an uphill battle. Age of consent laws for trees have been around for hundreds of years and have political support from both sides of the aisle. Conservatives in particular are concerned about the effects of lowering legal age. Like, how will these trees care for their 400 kids scattered around the forest? And will they get enough sunlight?
Right. So overall, lawmakers at the federal level believe that eliminating this law will just encourage even more pollinating.
Exactly. Still, the activists are insisting that history will vindicate their stance and that opponents are demonizing them and their obsession with young saplings.
These laws are relics. For a budding nubile tree wanting to reproduce is natural. They should be allowed to follow their desires. An 8-year-old sycamore is perfectly capable of choosing for itself. Who cares if the other tree is 300?
This is natural.
These young trees have perfect shapely crowns and sweet, juicy fruit, and then someone is gross for wanting to pollinate it. You know, back in the 1800s, trees that were 3 or 4 years old used to spawn. Things were more open back then, and it was fine. If the fruit's on the ground, it's ready to pound.
It looks like they're committed to fighting this out over the long term.
Yes, there's even a case involving a young birch tree going all the way to the Supreme Court.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, Marcy, I think this is pretty obvious, but I do have to ask. These arborists, they just want to fuck those trees, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Honestly, with all the effort they're putting in, it would have been pretty weird if they didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, thanks for that report, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond. Back in a moment. You might think those arborists are some real sickos, but you may want to withhold judgment since you're the one who's about to have a threesome with the news. Here's what else you need to know today, pervert. Some concerning coronavirus updates today, as the CDC is warning of even more deadly COVID variants after discovering that the virus has mutated into serial killer Richard Ramirez. CDC officials worried that the Night Stalker mutation could already be traveling up the California coast, and they are urging residents to be on the lookout for common symptoms such as bloody tire irons and satanic pentagrams. And President Joe Biden isn't taking any chances today, announcing that he has given the military permission to shoot down any harmful greenhouse gases that enter U.S. airspace. The executive order cites the carbon emissions as a, quote, grave threat to our national security, and gives each branch of the military authorization to use all weapons at their disposal to wipe out any hostile fumes on site. And finally, our newly waged war on climate change isn't necessarily good news for everyone, as a tearful Justin Trudeau has reportedly chained himself to the Keystone Pipeline in an effort to stop the Biden administration from destroying this sacred oil industry heritage site. The Canadian Prime Minister's protest was joined by hundreds of oil executives who shackled themselves to the pipeline, demanding the landmark be restored to its former glory. Members of the Biden administration have since noted, however, that after seeing how much the treasured pipeline clearly meant to them all, President Biden is now strongly considering keeping the sacred oil site and even honoring it with a miles-long extension. Glad to see the two sides come to a good compromise. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can consent to having more episodes automatically downloaded to your device by subscribing to The Topical wherever you get your podcasts, no matter how old you are. Just don't tell your parents. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for as little as $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. And for just $10 a month, you'll receive an on-air shout-out during one of our episodes where I'll thank you by name or your pen name if you're a cowardly Victorian laureate. Today's shout out goes to Adrian Coster, John Lyons, and George Griffith. Adrian, John, George, you think I don't see what's going on here? A $10 pledge? Even though Harriet Tubman will now be on the $20 bill? Oh no, this is no coincidence. This is a flat out refusal to acknowledge an American hero and a refusal to use the new denomination out of some sort of sick protest. You all should either be ashamed of yourselves or consider upping your pledge to 25 and all's forgiven. And as for the rest of you, make sure you're on the right side of history by signing up for our Patreon now. And we'll see you tomorrow.